better than them. No sense of time, no clear direction. Just gonna bask in this perfection. And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black.
We have 7 and change, almost 8 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Good Day program. Later on in this hour, Dr. Ken and I are going to talk about something that really is very cool, something that we've discovered that we want you to know about. If you're suffering from back pain, muscle pain, arthritis pain, we have something can help you. Yes, exactly. Who isn't? Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and I have, this weekend was a MetaFast weekend for me.
Did you really? You did it all?
I made brownies.
Aren't they good?
I had oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I had chicken noodle soup.
I'm having that right now for breakfast.
I had, let's see, what else did I have? I had one of those banana shakes.
Try the pancakes yet? They're awesome.
Yeah, the pancakes I've been eating with regularity. It's my Sunday morning treat, is making a MetaFast chocolate chip pancake.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
those are good.
Those are so good.
So we had that. It's just really a cool thing for those of us who have been talking about this on the air since January, knowing what good it has done. And that's really the bottom line. It has done a great deal of good for lots and lots of people. And I am thankful for having made the connection. And I think that's really what it's all about. Sure, there are commercial sponsors. And we were talking about this on Friday, how it makes us feel when we help a lot of people discover mm-hmm. something that we have discovered. And that's the situation with this Salon Pass, which we will talk about. Those of you who are in pain, you're going to want to know about this. This is a powerful patch that will help you. It's really the best thing that we have found along this particular line. And speaking of food and how we help people in various ways on this program, I want you to meet a lady that I first came in contact with just this past weekend. Dr. Pamela Popper is a naturopath. Roberta, she's internationally recognized as an expert on nutrition and health. Lots of different mm-hmm. people around the world are well known, but she has in Columbus, Ohio, established the Wellness Forum, and they offer a lot of educational programs that help you change the outcome of what's going on in your life based on diet and your choices, your lifestyle habits, if you will. This means a great deal to me in light of what I have been talking about the last couple of weeks, what I found out in my life, what's going on with me and many of you, can have various problems that are developing in your body modified. In fact, there's a new movie that debuts this week in New York and Los Angeles, and that's really the reason that I got to meet Dr. Popper. The movie is called Forks Over Knives. It is going to be a major movie, and the premise of it is really fascinating. So welcome with me, Dr. Pam Popper. Pam, if I may call you that, I feel like I know you, even though we've only had one conversation.
Well, please do call me Pam, and thank you so much for having me back again.
Well, I wanted to introduce you to a different audience. The weekend audience is, in some circumstances, different than the weekday audience, and the program is somewhat different. Here we talk about lots of different things. Explain, if you will, please, first, the premise of Forks Over Knives and what's examined in this movie.
Well, Forks Over Knives examines the idea that we prove is true and has been proven for many, many years, that what you eat profoundly affects your health. In other words, there is a very right diet for human beings, and when they eat that diet, they can prevent the common degenerative diseases that people experience in our country. But the exciting part is, because so many people already have these kinds of conditions, you can eat your way out of those conditions with this same diet. So we actually have patients in the film who regain their health with this diet, who have type 2 diabetes and they get rid of it. They have coronary artery disease, they get rid of it. And I think that's a very hopeful message. And obviously it's a whole lot less expensive, invasive, etc., to eat your way out of these conditions than to get medical treatment and surgeries for these conditions. So that's the basic premise of the film.
What I haven't done yet, and I feel silly because I was thinking about it on Saturday and I was going to tell the web guy to put up the trailer at DougStephan.com. Richie, will you send a note to Kenny and just ask him to take this trailer, which is available? There's a website, ForksOverKnives.com, but I want to make it easy for people to see this. Now, underscoring what Dr. Popper is saying, you've heard this before. This is not a new premise, but the way the film presented, I think, at least I saw the trailer, and I thought, okay, this is a new twist on an old theme. And that's really kind of what this is, Pam, is it not?
Well, it is. And I think there are several things that make this film unique. First of all, it tells a story. It entertains you while you're learning about this.
Right.
I think the second thing is it presents a lot of evidence. And again, in a format that people enjoy. Everybody walks out of the theater happy. And I've been screening this movie all over the country and in South Africa for the better part of a year. So
wow.
I can attest to the fact that people walk out happy. But I think one of the choices that got made early on, and I really credit Brian Wendell, the executive producer, is this movie does not lecture you. It doesn't scream and holler at you. I think we've all been to documentaries where we learned something, but
right.
it was a little dry.
You've been hit over the head.
Lectured to, and that's none of that here.
Right. Yeah, you get hit over the head.
Right.
And that
aggravates people. We don't want them to be aggravated. We want them to watch it, and I think we really give people credit for being intelligent enough to watch this and then make their own decisions about it, and that seems to be what's happening. It changes people's lives.
One of the things that I wonder about you personally is how you saw the light, if you will. Columbus, Ohio is not, and I don't know whether you were from Columbus originally, or you went to school there, you stayed there. But Columbus, I told you when we were talking, because of my connection with Heidelberg and Tiffin, I've been an honorary Buckeye, I guess, most of my life, certainly since I was a late teenager. And I will say this lovingly, the folks in Ohio are not on the cutting edge oftentimes of this sort of thinking. Now, I don't want to make a general statement because that's always dangerous, but I wouldn't have thought that Columbus would have been the first place that you would open this center.
Well, I am a native Columbusite, if you will, that was part of it. And you would be surprised if you came back today at how much great food there is, the restaurants.
Well, actually, I was there. I did the program from the Arnold a couple of months ago.
Oh, so you had an opportunity to see.
Right, and I haven't been. I mean, I haven't spent a lot of time, and I didn't realize that Columbus had gotten as big and sort of spread out. 17th largest city now in the country. And, you know, Ohio State's there, and you have that influence. But it still sort of surprises me that you and the seat of this info is there. Now, having put that aside, let's be more specific about talking cure, heart disease, cancer, strokes. I wonder if there's something, I didn't ask you this before, the problems of dementia and the problems of the brain. We have a big focus on Parkinson's now, things that just frustrate people because they don't think there is a fix for some of these things. What's your counter to that for those?
Well, first of all, I think that all conditions, and I know that all conditions get better with the diet. Now, how better you're going to get is going to depend on how far gone you are when we get you, and what medications you've taken. You
know,
some of these medications actually make things worse. And so, obviously, for example, with multiple sclerosis, which is considered a terribly intractable disease, we have an excellent success rate in reversing multiple sclerosis when we get people early stage. But once somebody's been taking medication for 10 or 15 years and they're already have experienced serious damage, you may not necessarily be able to reverse all that. But we should not minimize the idea that we can stop some of these conditions. In other words, with MS, in the beginning, I think you can cure it. A little bit later, you stop the progression. But MS patients start, generally declining until they can't walk without assistance, and then they end up in a wheelchair, and then they end up in a bed, and then they end up dead. So at any point in that process, if you stop it from going further, you've done just a tremendous gift for these people. When we look at other conditions like type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, I think it's fairly predictable based on what I've seen in the studies that have been done that those types of conditions will go away. Arthritis,
a lot of people who are arguing now that dementia and Alzheimer's and that sort of thing are coronary artery diseases in a sense because they are the result of blood flow not getting to the important parts of the brain.
I'm one of the people arguing for that.
Yeah,
yes, and,
right.
And I've seen so many people who had early-stage dementia, particularly, that just absolutely went away when they started eating this diet and the blood flow to the brain improved.
So do you have a separate diet for – maybe we need to have you on with some regularity to explain how this stuff works, and I think I want to do that with you. But what I want before we run out of time here is to get – the essence of the title, Forks Over Knives, it may or may not be what people think, so let's not leave them wondering why the movie is called Forks Over Knives, because it's an interesting
Forks
play
over
on words.
Because we want you to eat good food instead of go to the doctor for surgeries. So forks instead of scalpels. And I think the graphic artist who did the poster did a pretty good job on the design to show that.
Yeah. Richie,
it's eating instead of surgery.
Did you find, Richie, if you look at the, and Roberta, if you see this, there's
a site now, yeah.
Forks Over Knives, there's a guy holding a fork up. And then the knife, the scalpel, is underneath a forks over knife.
Oh, I get it.
You
so
get it?
Food instead of scalpel.
Yes,
right.
Roberta, you're a genius. Yeah, you figured it out. And so that's what I want to put
that
in.
I thought it was about, like, lessons on table setting.
No, but that's good. Very clever.
I would be a bad one to teach that.
Well, you don't set your table
well. I'm not Martha Stewart.
No. Well, but you've done a lot of work on this thing. And I was looking at some of the, checking out the bio and looking at some of the video that you've done and the presentations that you've done. You're a real crusader, Chris. Yeah, I think that's how, look at some of the things, the comments on the Facebook page, Richie. Wow, this is just common sense. Here's a couple of comments. It's amazing how far we have moved away from what's natural and what makes sense. Here's somebody else who says, so glad to see you on the tube. More people need to hear what you have to say. This woman knows what she's talking about. She may deal with women's issues, but men can learn a lot from her. That's one of the problems with this. I see it anyway, as here the women are on one side and men are on the other side. And men, and Richie, you can take a lesson from this, although you become better. Just because you're a man doesn't mean that you don't want to take care of yourself and do the ultimate. And so that's kind of, I mean, that's certainly where I come from. I'm really very much a proactive person when it comes to eating right, and even though they'll tease me because I do, and I said this to you, you mean I have to stop eating ice cream and cake, I think was what I said to you on Saturday.
Well, I'm very encouraged. We have a lot of men who are an increasing number of men. It's up to about 40% who are members of the Wellness Forum.
Yeah.
And, I think historically men have been a little slower than women to seek medical care when they have a problem.
Yeah.
But I think that's going away, too. I have a lot of men coming into my office for private consultations in addition to
Well, maybe that'll be
something
that I need to do for a couple of things. But I think you're a big help, and we'll have to have you on with some regularity. Right now, though, don't forget to check out the trailer for Forks Over Knives. Go to ForksOverKnives.com. We'll hook it up at DougStephan.com. Dr. Pam Popper, thank you for visiting us here. It's 21 after the hour, and good night.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net. /backup.
Sweat and tears, what Mariah Carey went through this weekend. She's finally a mom. She welcomed twin son and daughter Saturday. They celebrated their fourth wedding anniversary with the birth of twins.
Aww.
The husband, Nick Cannon, said, quote, "My wife just gave me the most incredible anniversary gift ever." He tweeted on Saturday following the birth of the two, quote, "I won't ever be able to top this. Baby girl came first, 5 pounds, 3 ounces. Brother came second, 5 pounds, 6 ounces.
Wow.
And they were, as the baby was born,
big
listening
babies,
to
twins.
We Belong Together, a Mariah hit. We probably should have played that recently.
So did they do in vitro then, I guess?
In vitro.
Or were the natural twins? I'm thinking in vitro.
In vitro, yeah. You know, I always confuse her and her husband with J-Lo's husband. For whatever the reason, and I almost said something about the way he looked, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so are we over the Duchess of Cambridge's discussion, the royal wedding dress,
you know,
and all the stuff from
that
Friday?
That would have been a big story today. Had
except.
Not, right.
Right, yeah. So Bin Laden is the story.
Bin Laden is
the
story.
I mean, there are other things going on in the world. We have to be sort of in touch with them so that we don't, you know, have the rest of the world be drowned out. But in essence, the poll today says it all at DougStefan.com. How did you hear about the fact that Osama bin Laden had been killed? A, Twitter. B, Facebook. C, online. D, television. E, radio. So far, radio is on top. But I'm interested in taking some more calls as we have we're working our way. I mean, I think the initial impact of this thing has been felt pretty much by everybody. Mm-hmm. So now what happens is it takes a day or two or three or four. The next round of this, in my opinion, other than people just reacting to the news, will be what is presented today on a lot of the political talk shows and how it works in terms of, okay, the left says this is the impact, the right says this is the impact, and then the people in the middle sort of listen to some of this, come up with their own conclusions. We find it startling that so many people are thinking the way they are thinking.
A lot of conspiracies.
Yeah, a lot of conspiracy.
On. Wow.
And by the way, there's a lot of, I'm going to look at some of the stuff at DougStefan.com. The business about oil and the price of oil and gasoline, be very interesting to see. Even though that's been, as we were saying, plus what's going on in Libya, all that stuff dwarfed by the news that he's done. Now, what's going to be the take on it? That'll be what today's story is here. And so we listen, we learn, we watch, we think. I'm again reminded of looking at a poster posted online. Osama bin Laden is dead, and a big American flag with a fellow standing in front of it with a victory sign. Headline, "Terrorist Leader Osama Dead. Will Killing Osama Kill the Movement?" You know, all of this silly stuff. Of course not.
You know, all these people who say that this is, you know, not true, I'm looking at a page of world leader reactions to all this.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is reacting and commenting about it.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't true, wouldn't that kind of be odd? I mean, you know, even people who are against him being killed are commenting about it.
You're missing something.
I just find it kind of remarkable for anybody to think it's not true.
You're missing something. You're missing reality and people's definition of reality. What people's reality is, it may not be based on what your reality is. And that's what makes it interesting.
So do you think he's really not dead?
Do I think? No, I think he's dead.
Okay.
That's just the reality. The guy who lived in the same town where this happened tweeted, "Hey, there's helicopters above us. That's unusual for this time of night."
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, Twitter and Facebook, man.
Yeah.
That's where it is. Yeah. Peter Greenberg, our travel guy here, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the start of the Civil War in travel.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. This year, we're commemorating the 150th anniversary of the start of the Civil War. But that means even if you're not into war reenactments, there are plenty of very cool events happening around the country. One of the first places to look is the National Park Service, which is hosting activities all year long. For example, in Tennessee's Stones River National Battlefield, you can join a ranger-led bicycle tour every Saturday to learn the historic points of the Civil War. Tauk Tours has actually partnered with the filmmaker Ken Burns to create a fall travel package. You'll get an in-depth look at the battlefields and other historic sites. Now, if you prefer to do it on your own, just check out the site CivilWarTrails.org, which features points of interest throughout states like Maryland, North Carolina, and Virginia. And last but not least, there's a whole website dedicated to Civil War experiences taking place over the next 4 years, which you can find at CivilWar150.org. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Program at 33 and change past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden. Everything you need to know about the passing, if that's the right way of putting it. I don't know. How do you, what's the word you use to describe the death of Osama bin Laden?
Finally.
Passing. Yeah. What are some of the normal words that.
Yay?
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about that. No. What I'm talking about when it comes to someone.
Gut is due.
Got, yeah. No, you're not. This is. I'm
People
trying to be serious
about
for a second.
No.
You're not. Let me put the premise forth, and then you can do your silly stuff, or not. When we think about somebody passing or dying, what is the word? There are all kinds of new words that are politically correct. Instead of he's kicked the bucket, or he's assumed room temperature. Or he's dead, he's passed, he's gone, he's... what are the words that are appropriate in general? When you, and I don't mean to make this, too direct. Richie's not lost anybody in his life that he's close to. Your mom and dad both have passed,
right.
Your mother recently.
Yep.
And so how did you, when you were talking about your mother dying, what was the word that you used when you... The first person that you told was whom?
I said at peace.
At peace.
Well, obviously, the first person, well, I emailed my family.
Yeah. Okay.
So, first, really wasn't a first person.
No. I think I was on that email, if I'm not.
Yeah, you were
on
that email.
Yeah.
Because I got the call at 3 in the morning, you know, and obviously, you know, my cousin was here, Tom was here, my kids were here. So, you know, we all knew basically within seconds that I knew, because everybody heard the phone ring and everybody jumped up. You know,
right.
The phone rings at 3 in the morning and, you know, you have a death watch going on.
Yeah.
You know, everybody jumps up all at once.
Right. All right, so that's in...
So I said at peace was
at
the word.
Peace.
I think I used the words I used, yeah.
But, and that may be the word. How would you, what word would you use to describe, not your feeling, but
in
just the
hell.
Death? Well, I mean, I don't want him to be at peace.
Right, that's what I
said. Else.
So that's what we'll say,
right.
Osama bin Laden,
so
in hell.
If there is, but you see, they
the
don't
devil.
Believe. I wonder whether he
Suffering.
Really was a believer. You wonder, oftentimes, these leaders... And I have this cynicism, by the way, for all religion and all religious leaders, because I don't much believe in commercial industrial religion. I think many of the people who are leaders, and this has been shown to be the case in the past in many circumstances, I'm brought around to the memory of the fellow who was the big evangelist in Dallas. ABC News did a special on him about 7-8 years ago, and they went to his office. And they dug around in a dumpster, and they found, because people would, the idea was for you to send a check with a prayer, and the check would be your attention getter to those who prayed. And when you send the check, you send a prayer, and we'll pray for you. And they found hundreds of envelopes with the prayers still inside of them, having been cast aside. And the only thing, obviously, these people were interested in was the check. How it is that people still follow the likes of this guy who was on every billboard in Dallas. I'm trying to remember his name. There are these charlatans on television and the radio. That's not to say that all of them are like that, but way too many of them are. And they tie themselves, they wrap themselves up around religion, when in fact they don't give a darn about the religion. They only use it because they are looking for a way to make a dishonest living. So when you hear so much of what goes on in the world today ascribed to some religious belief, some religious tenet, some tone, some way of, this is the right way, I mean, when I think about the likes of Osama bin Laden, I don't think he cared two hoots about the Muslim religion. If he did, he wouldn't have killed tens of thousands, of been course. Responsible for the death of tens, if not hundreds of thousands. And the same thing is true with Saddam Hussein or any of these people who are likened to, the people who so want to discredit the Muslim world. I mean, I have no love for religion. I think religion is one of the most negative influences on life as we know it. It has many positive benefits, but for people to go around and use these charlatans who claim to be prophets and say, my religion is the best religion because, and usually, especially, frankly, when it comes down to Christianity, and I'm not saying this to try to stir the pot, I happen to believe in Jesus as well as I believe in God. But I'm troubled by the way Jesus gets used as he is an important historical figure. And yet the people who believe in the Christian faith have based their faith on what they think are his actions and deeds and words. And we don't know anything about communication, we know that communication as passed on from one to another is as reliable as on the street corner when you look at a wreck and how many people see it in the report to the police. If there are 14 people who witnessed the wreck, there are 14 different stories. And so, you get to the point of we build our lives around who we like and who we don't like based on some religious tenet that more often than not has been interpreted by somebody who's using those words for their own benefit. Is that an easy thing to follow? Am I making sense? And then the Osama bin Ladens of the world who would use religion to make a point, if you will, or get themselves ahead, and who would lie and cheat and steal and mock what is the truth. That's all Osama bin Laden was a salesman. And that's what many of these quote unquote religious leaders are. They're all just, they're hawking something. And they're full of the stuff that my cows excrete. But we follow them because there's something obviously missing. And I don't say this to be critical. There are things missing in my life, and I have beliefs probably based on what I hope is true. I hope at the end of the day that we all have gone to some place or we found some circumstance that may be better than what we have here. Why wouldn't you want to have that hope? On the other side, those people who are not atheists because they just believe in God, agnostics don't believe in anything. And how do you live a life of purpose and distinction and not have some belief in something greater than yourself? How do you do that? And yet the guys like Osama bin Laden, that's all they have is themselves, their egos. And so many of these religious, so-called religious leaders who are big phonies, and this is not about all religions, but it's about too many people who use religion as a stepping stone, also a scapegoat, for things that are, people that hate the Muslims because they attacked. Yeah, they were Muslims who attacked the World Trade Centers. But do all Muslims agree with the attack? No. Any more than all Christians thought the Crusades were a good idea. There were a handful of people who used Christianity or whatever else.
Look at it. Jesus wasn't killed for religious considerations. Jesus was killed for political reasons.
Right. Well, that's because the two have always been intertwined.
Yeah, it's always right back been to the beginning.
Intertwining. Paul calls from Palmdale, California. Good day. Hi.
Good morning. This is obviously a huge event, but I also believe that it can't be a time for America to let its guard down in the war on terror. It's had 10 years since 9/11, and in fact, long before that.
So what do you think are the tenets, Paul? What are the tenets that are important? You say we need to not let our guard down. So what are we doing now that keeps our guard up, if that's the right way of turning it around? What do you think we're doing that protects us from the likes of another September 11th?
Well, in the immediate sense, any intelligence that was gathered in the operation is usually something that needs to be acted upon immediately. So there's those things. But also, in a sort of outreach to the Muslim world, like the president touched on last night, is a proper thing. I think Muslims really need to self-examine exactly what you're saying. Where was this guy leading us? Where is this fervor that we're all jumping up and down about as he is seen as a martyr now, probably. Mm-hmm. Where exactly is that leading us? Is it leading us toward a better life and a lifting up of ourselves, or just more destruction? Mm-hmm.
Good question. As I said a few minutes ago, this is going to play out through the days and the weeks and perhaps the months ahead, and you see what happens. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. Let me spend a minute talking about something that seems a little simplistic, but yet it is neat. And it is tidy, and it is necessary. I was reading an article online. I came across an interesting fact. The habitual daily use of facial moisturizers can create a number of problems, such as moisturizer addiction, increased skin sensitivity, and possible accelerated aging. I looked at that and I thought to myself, okay, what's he talking about? And then it was Botox and chemical peels and collagen injections. Those sorts of things, Roberto, we've talked about this a lot, can be and almost always are a recipe for not success long term. Maybe short term, but not long term. And so when we're talking about long term, I have had pointed out to me how these products that we've been talking about, like Tautinol, which is a good protector for the skin during the day, and Night Skin, which is used at night, come from the same company, same as Lumitone. These people are experts when it comes to caring and protecting your skin. So why wouldn't you want to try them and see, especially if you get a promotional bottle, call 800-607-7078 and get the special promotion, a free bottle of, Night Skin. Night Skin, you put it on at night, moisturize your skin overnight. You'll feel the difference immediately. Special offer right now when you call 800-607-7078. You get a bottle of Night Skin. You get a free vitamin E cream bottle. And you only have to pay shipping and handling. And check out Tautinol when you're calling as well. This is a magic formula that protects your skin. You get a free bottle if you buy a couple of bottles. Always a special promotional deal. Tautinol is what you're going to ask for with vitamin C ester. Maximum protection against cell oxidation caused by free radicals during the day. Night Skin to reinvigorate your skin at night. Call now. You're in the market. I know you are. So why wait? Get the special offer, the special deal, the free bottles at 800-607-7078.
I had PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family.
We had a reunion of our unit, and you'd hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Warriors should know that resources are available. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our medical expert on Good Day, is brought to you by Salon Pause. As a special offer to you, get a free sample of Salon Pause by going to drkenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. Stop the pain at this site with Salon Pause. You can order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Dr. Ken, let's talk about Salon Pause. And again, it's a box. If you go to the homepage, drkenshow.com, you'll see in the blue box the logo for Salon Pause. Why? What is this in terms of beating pain without having to have a prescription? You and I have found these people. What is there that's going to be so meaningful to the folks who are our listeners that try out this opportunity, this offer at Salon Pause?
Well, most people, Doug, who have to take medicines to relieve significant pain, they need to put something into their mouth, and it interferes with other parts of their bodies. It ruins the stomach and intestinal lining, causes ulcers, and wreaks havoc either there or even in the liver. There's not a single agent that we use for extended periods of time for significant pain that can't do harm at other parts of the body. The nice thing about this product is it's FDA approved. It goes right to the site. It uses natural products, and it works.
For those of you who are suffering from back pain, arthritis pain, muscle pain, this is something that absolutely will help. It's not another pill. It's a relief patch, a clinically proven patch that fights pain. It has two powerful medicines that go right to work on the site of your pain and last for 12 hours. Long-lasting relief, Salon Pause. Go to drkenshow.com. We'll connect you through to dougstephan.com as well to make it easy. This is easy, easy, easy. For a free sample, why wouldn't you try this? You got aches and pains, it's time to go to drkenshow.com and get the free sample of Salon Pause. Nothing else, nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Use as directed. Salon Pause. Go to drkenshow.com and get the free sample. Good advice. All right, the news on sleep and aging the brain. Ken, what's the latest?
Doug, less than optimal sleep may age the brain. This is out of the medical journal Sleep, published just this week. What they discovered was that adults who sleep less than 6 hours a night or more than 8 hours a night prematurely significantly age their brain.
Oh, man. Now, we've talked one of the things about Salon Passes. You know, we were talking about ibuprofen and aspirin has a negative effect. Info on aspirin today that's pretty important.
This is out of the American Heart Association national meeting this week in Chicago. The aspirin clot prevention ability, it's blunted by dietary fat. They looked at two fatty acids, oleic acid and palmitic acid. These are saturated fats found in animal and vegetable. They interfere with the ability of aspirin to reduce the risk of clot, Doug.
All right, Ken. Again, go to drkenshow.com, get your free sample of Salon Pause, and get rid of the pain. 51 after on Good Day.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Ah, this is an interesting anniversary.
Roberta's anniversary.
What is this music to?
This is Dangerous as Jaws.
Jaws.
John Williams and the theme from Jaws, because filming began today, Chucker. On this date in 1974, the motion picture Jaws began filming in Martha's Vineyard. 58-day shoot, Peter Benchley's novel, and the cost originally $3.5 million went to $8 million. That seems like a joke, doesn't it, today, when you think about how much money it costs to make.
But what was that worth then? I mean, you got to like.
Well, this is 35, 36, 37 years ago.
Put that 10 times what it is today.
Yeah. Still would be cheap if it was $80 million when you consider. This is a pretty intricate movie,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Think about it. I mean, when you have a $3 million budget and you more than double.
Yeah.
Blow out by more than double the budget that you had, almost triple it.
No, speaking to her. Roberta said that the money figures are way out of whack. I said this on the show. And then, like, give you an example. In the 1970s, in 72, the Side Adventure had a $5 million budget and grossed $93 million at the box office. That is roughly almost 20 times its budget at the box office. Movies do not do 20 times. Summer blockbusters, like Fast Five, had a huge opening. I'll get to that in a second. If it does three times its overall budget worldwide, it's lucky.
And amazing. All right, so that's the Jaws story. Time now, before we get to the box office totals that Chucker has for us. Man, what a story. This, the Fast and Furious, what is it, Five? Fast Furious Five, or whatever the heck that movie was called. Woo! Look at those numbers. Chucker will have them for us in a moment. Though, let's take a moment for our, did I use moment twice there? I did, didn't I? All right, so let's take a minute, because it'll take about a minute, to play you three excerpts from a movie, one of my favorite movies, actually. I think this is a very good movie in a number of ways, what a good movie ought to be. The story was good. There's no shoot 'em up. It just was a great story and done extraordinarily, executed extraordinarily well by the cast. Okay, so here's the first audio clue.
Hail to the chief, he's the one we all say hail to. We all say hail, because he keeps himself so clean.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah. Chucker, you got it, right?
I think I got it, yeah.
800-510-8255. This was the number one movie during this week in 1993. Take note of that, if you will, please, as you call us. The first person in who hasn't won before in Movie Moments identifies the movie, wins. Here's the next audio.
From today, I'm going to make it the responsibility of this government to find a job for every American who wants one.
Mm-hmm. Where's that guy been, by the way?
He hasn't been doing much lately, although he did get, wasn't he in something recently? I think I saw him in something recently. Wasn't he, Trucker?
Yeah, I've seen him in he had a supporting role in a movie.
Yeah. He wasn't the star, but he had a supporting role. You're right. Okay, last clip.
So we're spending $47 million so that somebody can feel better about a car that they've already bought?
Yes, sir, but I wouldn't characterize that.
No, I'm sure that's important, but I don't want to tell some 8-year-old kid that he's got to sleep in the street because we want people to feel better about their car.
Bingo!
You want to tell him that?
Bingo! This guy should be president now. President
for
life.
Sounds like a Democrat. I support him.
Oh, sure. All right. Yeah, unfortunately, no, it doesn't sound like a Democrat. It doesn't sound like anybody.
Doesn't sound like anybody
who's around now. Yeah, forget about it. All right, anyway, what's the name of that movie? 800-510-8255. Richie, we get right to Chucker here? I didn't ask you.
In 30 seconds.
30 seconds, Chucker.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, the story is the number one movie. The rest of it's all kind of poppycock, right?
That's correct, Doug. There's only one story at the box office. That was the Fast Five, the fifth installment in Universal Fast and the Furious franchise. Did $83.6 million opening.
Can you imagine that? $83 million in a weekend.
Yeah, you put Vin Diesel and The Rock together, that's going to be big numbers.
You know, believe it or not, this was the biggest opening in the history of Universal Pictures.
Really? It's twice what any other movie has opened on this year alone. That's the story. All right.
Wow.
Let's see if we can find out what the name of this movie. Wayne is in New Mexico. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning.
What's the name of the movie?
Dave,
it is, with Kevin Klein. Great, great.
How to get relief responsibly.
Yeah. Great, really great movie. Okay, sir, hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. 59 past the hour.